I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting at 9:04 a.m. December 7th, 2015. I don't believe we have any public comment. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 346444 through 346450. Checks numbers 346465 through 346503. Warrants 6382 through 6385. And one transfer from 911 to GCR.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes.
Motion for approval of November the 23rd and November the 30th. And I don't have the others wrote down. I left my... I think they're executive session minutes for those dates also. Just those two dates, isn't it, Brandon? The executive session minutes for the 23rd of November and 30th of November.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Morning.
First ones I'd like to do is personal property paid abatements. It should be on the very top one on your in your book that I provided you. Abatement numbers 300088. And reason for this abatement, taxpayer filed an error. The assets was disposed 12/15/2014.
Label Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated
12/7/15. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set is erroneous assessments. The abatement numbers are 202155. The last through 202161. Four of them. The 2155 was a runner assessment, bait to zero, same as 2013-2014. There's all the notes I've got on it, and the backup is showing that it was a billboard at one time, and it's basically just a pile of sticks laying there, standing there now.
So you're going back to 13, you're wanting 3 years on that?
No, 13 and 14 was up. Was already abated back and 15 was not.
Okay. I misunderstood what you said there, so.
It's saying it should abate to zero, same as it was in 13 and 14. 2159, erroneous assessment. Taxpayer did not receive condo letter, or they did not return their condo letter in time for the tax bills go out. And this here is just, they're taking the commercial property off of it, making it all residential. 2160 is the same thing as 2159. And 2161 is the same thing as the other two.
On that last one, the evidence provided doesn't say anything about a condo letter. It just says that another one sold for a lower price. All the other ones, you provide a letter that says, my condominium is not a nightly rental program, with their signature, legal description, parcel number. So the condo letter is sent back. On that last one, like I said, for reasoning, it says taxpayer didn't receive condo letter, changed from commercial to residential, yet the evidence provided is just a sales letter.
Brandon, they got the wrong attachment, the sales letter. In our program, we've got a place for a follow-up document deal where we can keep track of them. We printed the sales letter. I guess Wes did, maybe. The sales letter instead of the condo letter.
So there is a condo letter?
There is a condo letter. When I reviewed them earlier this morning, I saw it. And if you look at the work card there, it shows commercial structure value 55,482, and it needs to be residential. We just got the wrong attachment there.
Mike, Danny, you good with it?
I am.
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 12/7/15.
You say B?
Yep. B is the boy.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
By my, that had to happen in our office because Wes can't even get to that letter, so we sent him the wrong document.
Okay, the next set I have is a titled clerk letters. It's 202158, 202162 is the two abatements. The 5-8, it was a clerical error. clerical error due to the property being a common element for the condos in that area, where, from my understanding,
yeah,
each of the condo owners pay a portion of the property that's surrounding their condo building.
With their own taxes?
With their own taxes. And 6-2, the residence was deleted from the parcel and then added back on, where it was deleted by error.
That's an add-on?
Well, it's a clerical error because they put it out, so.
Label that Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 12/7/15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay. The next set is personal property paid abatements. This here was the ones that was sent up. I believe these was the ones where I started when I sent up on last Wednesday to y'all. The numbers start at 300089 and go through 30091. And with 89, it was a leased vehicle, and it was paid under the leasing company's taxes. Where they had paid, where it was basically paid twice. And there was no backup documentation with that one. The 90, the abatement for the 2011 Mercedes for a taxpayer in office, traded it in 2014, and they have a contract agreement with the dealership that was dated 13 June 2014 for backup material. And 91, it was a duplicate assessment. Refund this account. The 1997 Ford F-150 and mobile home are assessed under separate account.
Label that Exhibit D. Move to approve Exhibit D, dated 12/7/15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set are erroneous assessments, and they go from 202164 through 202167, then starts back up at 202169, and goes through 202173.
And that wasn't on the previous erroneous assessment, just because
no.
Of different times?
No. They pulled up. They pulled separately. The others were pulled on one date, and this here was pulled on last Wednesday. The 164, taxpayer did not receive a condo letter. Hopefully it's the condo, it has the condo letter with it. 2166 is, owned by a non-profit company. Two mobile homes. The two mobile homes are on personal property, and they was accidentally assessed on the real estate. Taxpayer did not receive his condo letter in time. 70, change from commercial to residential value, is all it says.
We've got three or four of them on South Wind with Holdings. Is that the name?
Yes.
And they've got, it's the French Quarter. There's four buildings out there that they didn't send in their condo letter. Finally got the condo letter, and they gave us the nights that they rented it. And so I think three of the buildings went to no commercial at all, and the one building we put the commercial on it that had the nightly rentals.
I'm going to say that's the same explanation for 70, 71, 72, and 73, which concludes all the erroneous assessments on this section.
This is the, you said, letter. Sorry, I think I'm looking at the one before the south one. Did you you said you just gave a reason for the Southland Holdings?
Right, there's four buildings that we did not receive a condo letter on. And when they got their bill, it's got their attention. Received a phone call and then an in-person visit from the manager, who explained that they did rent some rooms. We got a condo letter a little bit later saying that they didn't rent rooms, so I contacted the city of Branson, which has the records, and they said yes, they did rent rooms. So the last one was they returned a letter to us stating how many rooms they rented it as we requested originally. So we took the three buildings to all residential and put the nightly rentals on one building and charged them for the commercial on that building.
Even though they're all available for rent?
Yeah, it's on condominiums. This is the process that was in there when I got here 2 years ago. I looked at it and talked with it some. I didn't find a better way to do it. But on condominiums, they pay the commercial rate on only the nights they rent them. They'll be available, as I think you're saying, Brandon, 365 days available for rent. But they only pay the commercial rate on the nights that they rent them. So what we do, we send them a letter each reassessment year and ask them what the two previous years, if they got a letter in January of this year, asking them how many nights did they rent it in 13 and 14. We add those 2 years together, divide it in half, and that's the number of nights that we charge to commercial, and then the rest of it's residential. This happens to be big buildings, or, you know, a whole building. But most of them that you all see are just individual condos that are owned by people.
Individual places. And then on the, there's one. And this is for 2015, right?
Yes.
So on the...
And there is a, there is another,
I think it's the first abatement, the 202164.
Okay.
It says that they are planning on doing 25% commercial, but yet you have a zero for commercial. So they're saying they're going to do commercial, but yet you don't have it done as commercial.
This one, I believe, the people that purchased it, bought it for their own use. It had been a nightly rental before.
So the condo letter is not from the new owner?
Yeah, if you'll see though, it's showing nights rented in 13 at 90 rent or 90 nights, and then in 14 zero. There's a note there that says we'll be in the nightly for 2015.
Is that 100% nightly?
25% for commercial, 75% residential.
And 15 though.
Yeah, 15. And we're talking about 15 taxes. So they have zero for commercial, but yet the people send in a letter saying, hey, we're going to do it 25%.
Right. I mean, that's what...
Okay. I'm sorry.
Is that right? Am I looking at it wrong?
On there, you should have two letters, an old and a new, or work cards.
I've got one from Lowe Dolores Revocable Trust, and I've got one from Lowe Dolores Revocable Trust.
If you look at the one that says new, it's handwritten up in the top right corner. Both the new and the old work cards are showing commercial value, just different percentages. And I'm thinking that they must have reversed because the one that says new is a much smaller amount on commercial, where the other one would be like 25%. I think they may have marked the old and the new backwards. The 17,000 commercial would be like 25%, which is what the note says on the condominium letter. Since they don't have a 14 any value.
But on the form that you're asking us to approve, it has new commercial of zero. So you're asking for a zero on commercial. And yet you're telling me that there should be some commercial? I mean, am I reading it wrong or hearing you wrong? Or?
Yeah, And it doesn't make any difference when they start. I see it has wrote on there that it says starting in May. Doesn't make any difference. It's the number of nights that year.
I don't believe it's right. I believe we've got a problem.
So you want us to take that one out and approve the rest of them?
Yeah.
Move to any other questions, guys?
No, I don't.
Label Exhibit E. Move to approve Exhibit E, except for abatement number 202164. Dated 12/7 of 15.
Is that the only one in that name?
Yeah.
I thought I seen a handwritten letter up at the top of one, but I'll second your motion on that particular one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Are we going to pop that one out of this folder, or are you going to take care of that?
I'll take care of it.
Okay. So it'll come out of our folders then.
Yeah, I'm taking those folders back with me.
Okay. All right. I don't need to keep the contents of it once, just so we know that it's not coming back before us.
The next set of abatements are a clerical error. They're numbered 202163 and 202165.
I was all excited. I thought I was done.
Yeah, me too.
202163. Clerk error. Change component value to correctly reflect the FHA AC value. Was a clerical error. Change calculated percentage of commercial value per condo letter.
But we don't want you to pull that one too, wouldn't it? It's on the same one. Isn't it, Brandon?
But it does show that there is a commercial property on it.
Is this where the first one, is it where we take it to zero, and the next one's where we put the value on?
That's what you did.
That's why. That's our issue.
Yeah, but you would want, if you got a problem with the first one, you'd have to take this one off too, wouldn't you, Chuck?
This one here fixes what the problem was on the last one.
This first one you're looking at takes it to zero. The next one takes it back to what we want it to be.
Help me remember, was it the new software or the old software? One of them did it all in one line and now it doesn't, or is it vice versa?
The new software is supposed to do it all at once.
That's what I was...
And when they put... When,
that's what I was thinking.
When Lynn put it in there, she took it to zero, thinking working with the old software. And that's the reason why we got the erroneous assessment. And this here's the clerical error that she made to fix that. She took it to zero.
She took it to zero, and then the clerical error was making it to zero, so this is to fix the clerical error.
Yes, to take it back.
I thought the software didn't let you do that, period. Donna, do you know? Yeah, I guess it does.
I'm not sure. That'd be like if there was truly an error.
So we need to go back and approve abatement number that we didn't approve.
No, you don't want to approve that one because this here is going to fix whatever's wrong with it. This here will fix it.
Per this right here? Okay.
I apologize
for What's FHA and AC stand for?
Heating and air.
So it didn't have as good a heating and air system as you thought?
Right.
Down value?
Yes, it was the cost system. You put in a line item for heating and air and didn't have the correct one. They corrected it. If you go to the second page there, you'll see the breakdown on the structure. Second line up there is your forced heating air and AC. $3,240.
So they don't have a force heating and air?
No, they had the wrong amount. There's a number of different codes.
Are we on F?
Yep.
Label it Exhibit F. Move to approve Exhibit F, dated 12/7 of 15.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last one is a real estate paid abatement, which means it's a refund. And the abatement number is 202168. And this is for tax year 2014. That's the reason why it's a refund.
They paid it on their personal property taxes?
Paid their mobile home on personal property taxes.
Move to approve Exhibit G, dated 12/7 of 15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That is all the abatements and court orders I have for you today, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some of the stuff that A wasn't in here either, but I've got it over here.
You might make sure the copy that we have here and his copy.
Here it is. See, this is not over here.
Right.
So now I got to, let me just write that in.
Was it sent upstairs? Did we put it off?
It was sent upstairs. And
then
what
he
has here is what you all have printed off upstairs.
Okay.
If you want to keep the contents.
Mike, you might want to on that.
Yeah, I better exhibit it.
I'll just come upstairs and get the binder from you later.
Okay. Yeah, let me take this upstairs so I can keep it all straight.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for appliance repair services, number 201510-317.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
This is in reference to the bid you just read into the record, 201510-317, for appliance repair. This is a rebid process. This process involves our conclusion to go out for an appliance repair service for the county jail appliances. We recognized quite a little while ago that the expense of a repair that might borderline emergency could create a situation where would put the sheriff's department and building and grounds in a dire situation. So discussing this with Renee and the sheriff over the last few months, we initiated a bid process to invite appliance repair services and vendors to participate. The first effort resulted in no responses, so we, based on Renee's request and the sheriff, we rebid this. We made a stronger effort to contact vendors who qualified to participate in this service, and to be clear, this is a term and supply contract request for a 36-month period, and those time frames are usually the minimum required to gain some interest from responding vendors. In this case, this particular specific bid was relet on October the 24th. It closed on November the 25th. Renee and I did get one response on this. We opened that response and reviewed it closely. I'll turn it over to her in a second here, but I want to enter into the record as well that I read every inch of this bidder's response, and I was real pleased to see that really for one of the first times such a complicated bid that required a lot of certifications and paperwork and even notarized papers was filled out expertly. Every document was signed or initialed correctly. Those that required a notary had been notarized. The references were impeccable regarding other experiences in Christian County, Greene County jail facilities, as well as the correctional facility in Springfield, federal correctional facility up there. So, and plus this vendor is already on our list, has done some work for us. Their prices that they responded with are consistent with what we've had from other vendors regarding term and supply contracts. Example given would be the HVAC system temperature control vendors that we have on contract now. And in this particular effort would safeguard the county from having a major repair, again, that would borderline emergency and not necessarily qualify for emergency, but we would be able to have this vendor on contract to handle whatever those repairs were regarding the expense beyond the bid limit. I'll turn it over to Renee now, and she can explain who this vendor is and how they responded.
Okay, I recommend Ozark's Food Equipment to do our jail kitchen appliances. One thing that is good is most of the appliances down there are Hobart. I don't know if you know what that is, but that's the brand. And Ozark's Food Equipment is, that's what they specialize in most is Hobart appliances. I've used them, several times, and they've always done an outstanding job. And I would just, it will be easier for us to call and get someone to come in there when we need them if we do this, the bid.
You went out for bid? Are they the only ones that responded?
They're the only ones that responded.
This is the second time.
This is the second time.
And this is second effort.
Ozark Food Services, is that the name of the company?
It is, and they're out of Springfield.
Yeah, it's Ozark's with an S.
Yeah.
Ozark's.
Ozark's Food Equipment.
Food Equipment.
Ozark's Food Equipment, right. Incorporated, right.
Move to award bid number 201510-317 to Ozark's Food Equipment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I'd like to note that I have a blank contract that they will be submitting for a 36-month period for your approval to come later. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I think we'll move into this other table in case they need us for these other issues coming up.
Agreement for jail hardware, software, maintenance, repair, and training.
This particular item.
Magic trick on us? Or what are
you doing? Yeah, well, I didn't know if the sheriff was going to come in, but this is in regard to a sole source declaration that we did a few weeks ago.
Call him Kirby.
And the contract has come through legal, and I think that's just a process for y'all to just approve that contract. Yeah. So it's finally been submitted by that particular awarded sole source vendor. I did talk to the sheriff about this on Thursday. He was wondering why or if his presence would be needed at this process. I told him I didn't think so. Argyle is the vendor that was.
Move to approve the agreement for jail hardware, software, maintenance, repair, and training.
Does it have a number on it, Brandon?
Commission order number 201510-316.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Assessment maintenance plan agreement, 2016 through 2017.
I thought we said we were going to talk about that until after the budget was.
That's where I'm at with it. I know it's on the agenda, but that's what I want to wait and do is after the budget's approved on that. And that Thursday, we've got them
lined up. Yeah, we got everybody lined up on
Thursday. I think that's what we need to do.
I saw that on here. I didn't know if Chuck needed to. But yeah, I thought we agreed to. Mike, do you remember?
I don't.
Yeah, I think there's a substantial amount that he wants more than last year, so.
I will say that the state wired the money that day after our discussion last week.
Yeah.
So they did send in the $148,000, I think it was.
Anyway, we'll just move on with that. I don't want to make a decision on that till after we look at the budget on it. I mean, that's left up to you two guys. I mean, that's where I thought I was at.
Yeah, we can wait. Okay. Agreement for professional services, Coon Creek Bridge.
I'm kind of confused on that. I thought we'd already done that.
By legal.
Yeah, I think if that's contingent upon, I didn't know. I thought that was the motion last time was contingent upon. And I think once that's fulfilled, I didn't know that we had to do it again. But
you may, I'll be honest, I'm not an expert. You may not need to even re-vote on it. Well, nothing has changed.
But if you do vote on it again, then in your record it shows that you did follow through. Right. Kind of leaves it open to guess whether or not anything happened.
Okay. There's been approval.
Now, here. Move to approve the agreement for professional services between Taney County and Great River Associates for the Coon Creek Bridge Replacement Project.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
we need something. Are they still working on the other bridge agreement?
Yeah, we're still coordinating all the other.
Now, the other one is the.
Non-mountain.
Right, but the other one is has to be qualified. This one doesn't have to be qualified, right? The Coon Creek Bridge doesn't have to be qualified.
The other one we're using GRO credits for.
Uh-huh.
See if it's a little bit different. Basically, a pre qualification setup. The Coon Creek we are going to apply for soft match for.
Uh-huh.
So before we actually spend any money, we've done a little bit of pre work and we're going to meet with Randy. We're going to sit down with MoDOT and verify that they sign off on this for soft matches.
Okay, and for the public's interest, is the reason I'm saying this, is 2016 we're planning on starting the Coon Creek project, and then 2017, if qualified,
yes,
we do the Round Mountain project.
Yes, the Coon Creek project is does not have the same level of checks to go through as far as with the federal funding. We still have to get permits, we still have to do a design. At the same time, the Round Mountain project has to get the Federal Highway for approval and come back because it's using the Federal Highway dollars, and so that will take out the timeline.
Right. And it works better for us because there is some work by the county that has to be done, I think, on both projects.
Yes,
all right. I just wanted to make that aware, the public aware through the news media that we were reaching those concerns that some of that Round Mountain project's been, because of the number of people there, has been on the radar ever since I came into office 12 years ago. So, and the Coon Creek, we all know that it's washed cap completely off of it a couple of times. So, there we go.
I guess we'll recess.
Nope, we've got the transfer station.
Transfer station.
Oh, I'm sorry. Agreement for Professional Services Transfer Station Building.
Gentlemen, you've already approved HDR through an RFQ, and this is basically the contract for the transfer station building and also the road and bridge building on the Buchanan site.
Do we have any a number attached to that, that you're looking at that contract, Brandon?
The RFQ number was 201508-312 on the transfer station.
But that won't be the qualifying number that they'll use to hold it. I mean, that'll be the RFQ, but it won't be the contract.
Unless Frank and Nikki assigned a different number. You're right. The shop building is 311.
That file, you can go ahead and use the file number on it because that's where it'll come from. If we have to look anything up on it.
There were, just so you guys are aware, there were two separate RFQs, one for the Road and Bridge Building, one for the transfer station.
Right.
We combined them into one contract. So, that confuses your numbering system, but
the reason I wanted one number for both, and I think that's what the contract will have, and then that way we don't have to look back at the RFQs for both of them. It has one number for that contract, or a filing number. We can use that. if you want to assign that number later, or you having some question about it, or we can just go ahead and I'll make the motion to approve HDR or for the contract for professional services for the transfer station and for the road and bridge building, and we'll assign a number later to both those projects.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, now I guess we'll recess till 10 o'clock and we'll go into executive.